Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study on the home, we were discussing the consequences of our sin and the ability of God to use a repentant sinner. Let's continue with that discussion today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
God is still greater than all our sin. I have an entire message I've preached on dealing with the subject of divorce. I'm not going to do that now or in this series. But I will say this, a divorced man cannot, although he may be forgiven, he cannot be a pastor. He cannot be a deacon. Now, I don't see that the Bible declares they can't work in a nursery, they can't work in the bus route, they can't sing in the choir. I don't see any other restrictions. The Bible is our guidebook. Now, I don't praise God that we've got men and women in our church that have been divorced. I don't praise God for their divorce, but I do praise God for the fact that He's taken them, He's cleaned them up, He's forgiven them, and He's using them in a mighty way to serve the Lord, and many of them are winning souls to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's not forget King David. King David, boy, he didn't have just one wife. He had many wives. And yet he wrote scripture after his sin with Bathsheba was forgiven. He had the joy of his salvation restored. God separates our sin as far as the east is from the west. Now, again, in this lifetime, there are certain consequences to sin. If a man robs a bank, he can be forgiven, he can get saved, be forgiven, but he still needs to go to jail for robbing the bank. And you've been divorced, you're not going to be a pastor, you're not going to be a deacon if a church is right. But that doesn't mean you can't serve the Lord. Now, Satan can take someone, he can tempt them, and in a moment mess up an entire lifetime. Ladies, let me warn you, outside the home activity should only be strictly business if it involves being around other men. Be careful of men who constantly compliment you about your hair, your dress, and the activities that you do, even if it's in a religious setting. And whether you are a man or a woman, your purities 1,000 times more important than eating and bathing. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, it says, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Oh, yes, you may have entered into the red and scarlet sin of adultery, just about as low as you can go. And yet, He can take you and make you as white as snow, as wool, even though the world may be unforgiving and that ex-mate may be unforgiving. God can cleanse you, and He can forgive you, and He can give you victory over that sin from its continuing in your life and from coming back into your life. If you're a man or a woman listening to this broadcast and you're involved in impurity, or you're in the beginning stages, you're seeing somebody but not really touching, stop it right now. Seek God's cleansing. You're wrestling with one of the evil spirits. And even more than you think, even more than you would seek a cure if you had a deadly disease and you wanted it cured, seek God's cleansing and help. The spirits have overcome you, and will destroy you and your loved ones. And my friend, if these spirits have overcome a mate, you need to seek God to forgive them. It's God's will to forgive. But it will also take a total commitment to Christ in order to have a forgiving spirit. Now understand, God forgives us, but we've got to repent. Now, for somebody to say, oh, well, my husband or my wife, they're in adultery, I forgive them. And they haven't repented? No. Forgiveness needs to be in your heart already. Then, when they repent, they come to you, it can be extended in love and not with a grudge. Now, oftentimes, God allows these things in your mate. He doesn't cause it. He doesn't instigate it, but he allows it because it is an opportunity to exercise his grace in your life. In Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, it says, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." There are secret things that I don't understand and will not understand in this flesh. But the things that we are to do that are revealed to us through His Word, we need to do. One of those things is to love your husband, to love your wife, one mate for life. Understand that you will never forgive anyone in this lifetime, even a low-down cheating mate. You will not forgive them more than God has forgiven you. Now, friend, maybe there's problems in your home. Maybe the wife is having a problem with submission. Maybe the husband is not honoring his wife and cherishing her. In either case, a wife is not to be in subjection, and a husband is not to honor and cherish her based on whether or not they are positive or negative in reaction to them. You do it because you love Christ and your acceptance of His Word. And so you do it in pleasing to Him. You need to ask yourself, does teaching the headship of the home produce the fruit of the Spirit or rebellion in your heart? Does warning against impurity produce the fruit of the Spirit or rebellion? Does honoring and cherishing your wife, does that command produce the fruit of the Spirit or rebellion? Does trying the spirits, comparing even what so-called good men say by the Word of God, does it produce the fruit of the Spirit? And my friend, you cannot try these spirits if Christ isn't your Lord and Savior. If a Christian isn't walking with Christ, he really has no power in prayer. And that affects your family. Just imagine you have a mate or a child that's in a terrible accident. And the doctor does surgery. And he comes out and says, the only thing that will save your child is prayer. And since the family is your responsibility, it's not going to be the pastor's prayer or anybody else's prayer. It's your prayer that's going to count most. And the question is do you have power with God? And if you're not walking in obedience, you're not going to have the power. And what I'm trying to say is that you think that not being right affects only you, but it does not. It affects those others that are around you and that you love. If you're not saved, the first thing you need to do is give your mate a Christian mate. Give your parents a Christian child. Give your child a Christian parent. Repent and believe the gospel today. You might be in a family and you're not in a position of authority, but you are in a position of influence. And my friend, you can't influence anybody without Jesus Christ's power over you. Should I say, you cannot influence them for righteousness. Are you sure that if you die today that heaven's your home? You say, Brother Andy, I'm not sure. What must I do? Admit that you're a sinner. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then be willing to repent. Acts 17:30, it says that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because He has appointed a day in which He will judge the world. That word repent means to turn from, to change your mind. Instead of depending upon yourself and depending upon your ways, you turn from yourself, you turn from your sin, and you turn to Jesus Christ. And you're depending totally, 100% on Him. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, that He was buried, and that 3 days later, He rose up from the dead. When Jesus shed His precious blood on the cross for you and died, He was paying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He had the almighty wrath of the God just poured out upon Him. When He rose up 3 days later, He had victory over hell and the grave. That's why Revelation 1:18 says that He has the keys of hell and death. My friend, won't you call upon Him to save your soul? In Romans 10:9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Won't you do that right now, right where you are? Why not pray this prayer with me? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later, He rose up from the dead. I am willing to turn from my sin, and I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life. As my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer, you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have some materials that I want to help you to begin to grow in your new Christian life. As a matter of fact, you can use these materials to help your family to learn more about the Lord and about His Word. I have a book titled Building Blocks, and it can something that you can share with your family to learn how to study the Bible, how to pray, what you ought to pray for, learn some things about doctrine, about church, and on down the line. And we want to send that to you absolutely free. So just write us and say, I got saved listening to your broadcast today, or I'm already saved, but I'd like to have that booklet. Then you write us. We want to hear from you. Now, again, this was just the first message in our series on the home. We've titled this first one, Trying the Spirits at Home. Our announcer will be giving you our website in which you can get our email address, or he'll be giving you our address in which you can order a CD copy of this broadcast. And we want to get that to you if you'll write us. Please tell others to listen in to this series on the home. I believe that you might be just the instrument that can help a pastor in his counseling or a family that's going through trials just by getting them to listen in to this broadcast. And I see that my time is up. I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. We don't take that for granted. And we ask that you tell others about our broadcast because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says.